This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Nova Safo in for David Brancaccio. Puerto Rico is highly dependent on imported food. Around 90% of it is shipped in. This raises prices for Puerto Ricans. They're now hoping local farming can help bring prices down. The BBC's Jane Chambers reports from Puerto Rico.
So we're nested in the Carite Rainforest, which is a protected state forest here in Puerto Rico.
A key part of Puerto Rico's food revolution is a new generation of farmers, like Fernando Maldonado, who wants to feed the island. Fernando lives with his wife and young family on a farm called Carite 3.0. What have we got in front of us?
So we did breadfruit trees every 30 feet apart, and in between we put three cacao plants, but you also have a banana growing here. You have some pigeon peas. We have a coconut. We have a flower that attracts a lot of bees.
So very productive.
Very productive, very diverse, very different from what your typical farm that you think about monoculture or rows of the same thing. We're not only focused on our cacao and our breadfruit, but we want to bring other plants that are going to be beneficial for the whole system.
Many local producers sell their fruit and veg at organic farmers markets like this one in the capital, San Juan. Shoppers like Gina appreciate being able to buy locally.
We need to start being more self-sufficient. I've started to grow my own plants. We need to be able to survive if we have more climate disasters like hurricanes. I also like buying here because the produce is fresher, which is better for my health.
And what about the price of food in the supermarkets? Do you feel it's going up?
Yes, everything is so expensive. I think a weekly shop is around three times higher than it was a year ago. Even things like pet food have gone up.
By law, only U.S. ships can be used to import food, which pushes up the prices. Cristal Diez, along with three co-founders, came up with the idea for an app called Produce, where clients can buy local produce from around the island and get it delivered to them.
We have bought from over 400 local producers. We are 90% local and then 10% imported goods that are needed to cook those local stuff.
Very basically, how does the app work?
We sell fruit and vegetable, obviously, but also meats, cheese, eggs, all that you can think of, like a supermarket, right? We deliver island-wide. You can either receive your order within the hour or next day or 2 days at most.
Across Puerto Rico, there's a genuine desire to move away from relying so much on imports. Whether it's growing the food, buying it from a market or app, or prioritizing putting it on your menu at restaurants, islanders are determined to become more self-reliant. I'm the BBC's Jane Chambers for Marketplace.